So you mentioned one of those four states or four actions which you make. One of them would be neither fruitful or bright, or neither dark. So you wouldn't have any neither fruitful or bright or dark results. But and that was the path of someone leading to Nirvana. And so my question is, isn't like the work that one do on the path something that would be good?
It is good. It is bright, but it's also, I mean, see, again, it's sort of this, it's not, nothing is really as black and white as our mind tends to assume or that's used to. But the result is one of, because certainly it's like in that previous sutta, on Magandhya, Nibbana is the highest bliss. Certainly, and in this, that's the last chapter of the island is titled "What Bliss," because there is this result that is both blissful and liberating, because it does not, it doesn't continue the cycle of action. It's like being able to, like one of the Buddha described his awakening in several different ways. Of course, the most common is the Four Noble Truths: dukkha, origin of dukkha, cessation of dukkha, path leading to the cessation of dukkha. But then another way that the Buddha described his awakening and his teaching is, there is kamma, there is the origin of kamma, cessation of kamma, path leading to cessation of kamma, so that it's that ability to disentangle the heart from the cycle of cause and effect of action. And it's very, very peaceful. But it's also, yeah, it's very bright as well. But it's not, it's sort of bright in a different way. Like then, and so the, when you're speaking of the brightness of wholesome action, it's sort of like stuff that is just, really good, very good, very wholesome, very beautiful. But then it's, there's still a an element of self and clinging that can get entangled in that. Whereas in the action that is, say, neither dark nor bright, then there's a freedom from self and clinging. That makes it even more potent and powerful.
Sort of like a small example of that might be making merit or making offerings for the benefit of a good rebirth versus dedicating it as a way to ennoble the mind for the realization of Nibbana.
Yes, that's a good example. Yes.
The other, I think the distinction made in the Great 40 Sutta, I think, is relevant. There's the, right view is of two kinds. That which is partaking of merit, resulting in the acquisitions, and that which is supramundane. And I think that may be describing those two kinds of karma.
Yes, that would be the ending of karma, so to speak. Because that ripening in the acquisition, it's like you've got these five khandhas that are just really conducive to well-being and happiness, which is great. I mean, the Buddha is definitely praising that, but then also recognizing that there is a way out of all of it as well.